pages 5 through 10 are all the sales within the subject's neighborhood code, neighborhood 3601. There were 119 sales, and out of the 119 sales, 4 sales were most relative to the subject. The weighted mean is 85.28%, and the square foot rate median is 85.41. The subject is being assessed at $75.53 per adjusted square foot.
Okay.
Okay, and then the comps that were most relative in comparison, that's going to be on page 11. The subject is 2,381 gross living area square feet, 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. The land size is 8,406 square feet, features 1,470. The year built and the effective year are both 2005. The adjusted square foot is 2,715, total square foot 3,092, and the just value that we have is 206,535.
All right.
The comps gross living area square foot ranges from 2,299 to 2,382. All of them are 4-bedroom, 3-bathrooms, all within the neighborhood 3601. Looks like the square feet for the land ranges from 8,989 square feet to 9,539. Features are all relatively in the same range, ranging from the 1,728 to 3,461, indicating that there's no pool. The year built, they are all built in 2005. The effective years range from 2005 to 2007. Adjusted square foot ranging from 2,652 to 2,795. Total square foot at 3,067 square feet to 3,188 square feet. Our weighted median is 91.43%. Square foot rate median is $83.34, and the subject is being assessed at $75.53.
Okay.
After page 11, page 12 is our area map for the comps in opposed to the subject. And then after that, 13 through 24 are going to be our comparable property record cards.
Okay.
For this petition. And this concludes our evidence.
All right. petitioner, I have a package labeled PET1. If you want to describe that.
Sure. In this case, we're presenting 4 sales, all in the subject's general market area, all within a half mile. 3 of them are very close. One of them is a little bit further away, but they're all reasonably similar. Subject, all 2020 sales, all qualified. Sale prices range from $209,000 to $226,500. Very little adjustments, only nominal lot adjustments to comp number 3. No other adjustments required. After all, adjustments are ranges from $177,650 to $192,525, the median being $183,400. Which is our value estimate.
Okay. Property appraiser, do you have any rebuttal?
No, not at this time. It looks like their comps have similar gross living areas, so that's all.
Okay. Petitioner, do you have any rebuttal?
I don't know. If I mentioned earlier, we actually have 2 sales in common. I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
We did not.
My 2 is their 1. Once again,
say that again. I didn't catch that.
Okay. My 1 is their 2.
Okay.
And my 2 is their 1.
Your 3?
No. My 2, their 1.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
And my one is there too.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
And if your three and your four were the same, wouldn't be here today.
Yeah. No, we don't have everything in common on this one. I get that sometimes, but I haven't seen it much in the, I don't think I've seen any of these so far.
Yeah.
But just based on the property appraiser's evidence, their median and median of their four sales with cost of sale consideration, they'll support a pretty good reduction.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring this case to a close. The next one is petition number 21107. The key number is 153-5501. Does the property appraiser have evidence?
Yes.
Mark this as PAOA. Okay, if you could verify the value for the record, describe the property, and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. Okay, the just value is $197,423. The assessed value and the taxable value are both $195,324. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 4447 Larkin Heath Drive, which is located in neighborhood 3601. This property last sold February of 2013 for $92,000. Okay, and pages 1 through 3 are going to be your subject's property record card. Page 4 is going to be the vacant land synopsis. And then we're going to look at pages 5 through 10 as well on this one. These are going to be all the sales within the subject's neighborhood code, that being 3601 as well. There were 119 sales, and out of the 119 sales, 4 sales were selected most relative in comparison to the subject. Also, we're on page 10, just to reference. The weighted mean is 85.28%. Square foot rate median is 85.41. And the subject is being assessed at 73.79 per adjusted square foot. On page 11, we have the comps that were used because they were relative in comparison, most relative. The subject's gross living area square feet is 2,303 square feet. 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 7,700 square feet for the land, $1,518 in value for features. The year built and the effective year are both 2005. Adjusted square foot is 2,655. Total square foot is 3,067 square feet. Just value is $197,423. And to go on with all four of the comps, it looks like the gross living area range is going to be between 2,269 all the way up until 2,366. All of three of them, the first three having 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Fourth comp being a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. The square foot for the land ranges in between 6,660 square feet to 9,900 square feet. Features are all in the same range as well, in between 2,298 to 3,244. The year built for the first one is 2006, for the last three comps, 2, 3, and 4 is 2005. The effective year ranges between 2005 to 2007. The adjusted square foot ranges from 2,676 to 2,774. The total square foot for these comps range from 3,000 384 square feet to 3,206 square feet. The weighted mean for these properties is 99.18%, square foot rate median 74.13, and the subject, excuse me, is being assessed at $73.79 per adjusted square foot. Page 12 is going to be our area map for all of the comps in relation to the subject. And then pages 13 through 24 are going to be the comparable property record cards.
Okay. Petitioner, I have a package for this petition that we will mark as PET1. Would you like to describe it?
Okay. In this case, we're presenting four sales. It could be the same sale. I think it's the same sale as the last. Well, I'm not positive, but it very looks very similar. All 2020 sales, all qualified, range from 209,000 to 226,500. Two comps in common with property appraiser. My one is their four, and my four is their two. A lot size adjustment to comp number two. That's it. They come in after all adjustments between 177,650, 192,525. Median being $183,200, round to the nearest 100, that is. And that's our value estimate.
Okay. Is there any rebuttal from the property appraiser?
From the property appraiser's market value is $197,423. The petitioner's cost of sale adjusted sale price minimum and maximum is at $177,650, maximum $192,525, and that is all.
Just saying it verbally testifying.
Okay.
There's not really a rebuttal. We're just trying to get it on record, basically verbally on record.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, petitioner, do you have a rebuttal?
Just that the property appraisers, based on their own analysis, their four sales that they used, the median, both, with profit sale consideration, support a very significant reduction.
Okay. All right, that'll bring that one to a close. The next petition is 21-108. The key number is 1572159. The appraiser has provided evidence. Will be marked as PAOA. Put these stickers on buckets. If you could verify the values for the record and describe the property, explain how you made your assessment.
For key number 1572159, the just value, assessed value, and taxable value are all at $203,044. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 3731 Braemere Drive, which is located in neighborhood 3601. This property last sold October of 2018 for $186,000. The adjusted square foot rate is $78.43. Pages 1 through 3 are the subject's property record card. Page 4 is the vacant land synopsis. Page 5 through 10 is going to show our improved property sales in neighborhood 3601. Out of all 119 sales, three sales were selected most relative in comparison to the subject. The weighted mean is 85.28%, square foot rate median is 85.41, and the subject is being assessed at 78.43 per adjusted square foot rate.
Those numbers that you said before, it was 85, what was it? The median was 85.41. I'm getting, I have a different one on here. Is that? I noticed that before, but it was close. So I thought maybe I read wrong. Is it these numbers right here?
She's on page 10.
Oh, that's what the problem. Sorry.
Okay, all right. I apologize.
That's all right. Okay, yes.
Okay.
So these are the averages for the neighborhood, and then the second ones are the averages for the four select, or the selected
for the comps.
Sales.
Yes, okay. Yes, sir. The subject is has a gross living area of 2,166 square feet. It is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. It has, the land is 7,537 square feet, $2,172 in value in the features, and it was built in 2005 with an effective year of 2007. The adjusted square foot is 2,561 square feet. Total square feet is 2,959 square feet, and the just value is $203,044.
Okay.
For the three comps, they all have a, well, the range is for gross living area is 2,054 square feet all the way to 2,299. The first two comps are going to be your 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. Third comp's the 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom. The land's square footage ranges from 8,989 to 9,381. The feature values are ranging from 1,728 to 2,367. They were all built in 2005, and the effective year for Comp 1 and Comp 3 are both 2005, and for Comp 2, it's 2007. The adjusted square foot range for the comps is 2,445 to 2,657, and the total square foot ranges from 2,827 to 3,067 square feet. The weighted mean for these comps is 88.52%, and the square foot rate median is 85.51. The subject is being assessed at 78.43 per adjusted square foot rate.
Okay.
Page 12 is going to be our area map for the comps in relation to the subject, and pages 13 through 21 are going to be our property record cards for those three comps.
All right. I have a package for the petitioner. It is going to be marked PET1.
Okay, thank you very much. This case representing five sales, all very, very proximate subject property along the same little subdivision. The aerial map, yeah, very close, very proximate. I think all reasonably similar. All 2020 sales, ranging from $199,000 to $250,300. All qualified. One in common with the property appraiser. My three is their one. Looks like there's some nominal reductions to comps one and two. No adjustments to the rest of the comps. After all adjustments, we're coming in between 178.50 and 204.755, a median of 187,000, which is our value estimate.
Okay. Any rebuttal?
Not necessarily rebuttal, but just to state, the PA's market value is $203,044, and the minimum with the cost of sale adjusted sale price from the petitioner is $178,050, maximum being at $204,755. Our value falls within range.
I see. Okay. Any rebuttal by the property appraiser? No, I'm sorry. By the petitioner, yes. Backwards.
Based on the property appraiser's three sales, they're based on the median and mean with cost of sale consideration. Both support a decent reduction. That's it.
Okay.
So these are right here where you're looking.
Yeah.
Negative.
Okay.
next one is number, petition number 21-109. The key number is 1566790. Property appraiser has provided evidence to be marked PALA. You could verify the values for the record and describe how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The just value, assessed value, and the taxable value for this property is at $223,155. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 13709 Covey Run Place, which is located in neighborhood 3601. This property last sold November of 2019 for $221,000. And it is at $72.63 per adjusted square foot. Pages 1 through 3 are going to be the subject's property record card. Page 4 is going to be the vacant land synopsis. And then pages 5 through 10 are the improved property sales analyses for all sales within the subject's neighborhood code 3601. Looking at page 10, we have a weighted mean of 85.28%, a square foot rate median of 85.41, and the subject is being assessed at 72.63 per adjusted square foot. There were 119 sales, and out of 119 sales, 3 sales were selected due to them being most relative in comparison to the subject. Page 11 shows all 4 of the comps in relative, in comparison. The subject is 2,628 square feet in gross living area. It is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. For the land, it is 7,200 square feet. The year built and the effective year are both 2007. The adjusted square foot is 3,038 square feet. And the total square foot is 3,477 square feet. Just value is $223,155. For the 4 comps, the gross living area square foot range is 2,483 to 2,807. They're all 4-bedroom, 3-bathrooms, all located in neighborhood 3601. For the land, the range is 6,600 square feet to 8,949 square feet. Features are all within range 1,368 to 2,475. They are all built in 2007 and all have an effective year of 2007. For the adjusted square foot range for these 4 comps, they range from 2,797 square feet to 3,269 square feet. The total square feet for these comps is ranges from 3,178 to 3,781. The weighted mean for these 4 comps is 96.56%, and the square foot rate median is 76.95. The subject is being assessed at 72.63. per adjusted square foot. After page 11, page 12 is our area map for all the comps in relation to the subject. And then after that, we have pages 13 through 24 showing each of the property record cards for each one of those comparable properties. And that concludes the property appraiser's packet.
All right, petitioner, I have a package that is labeled PET1.
Yes, representing 4 comps in this case, all 2020 sales are qualified, ranging from $188,500 to $249,000. We do have 1 sale in common with the property appraiser. My 2 is also their 2, I believe. Looks like we have all our properties are a bit small. All of our comps are a bit smaller than the subject property. All of the same vintage pretty much comp number two has a effective year built adjustment. After all adjustments were coming in between 171,625 and 212,750, the median is 187,000, which is our value estimate.
Okay. Any rebuttal by the property appraiser?
I know I try not to keep saying it, but every once in a while I would like to slip it in, I guess, again.
Okay.
If you took their sell price per square foot, add them up, divide by four, then times that by 85%, I'm coming up with $57.72 as an average price per square foot. So if you were to even use a conservative figure of $50 a square foot for adjusting for size, how that would impact the overall numbers throughout instead of using the real conservative $30 a square foot. So again, I'm just trying to cast a little bit of adjustments maybe in that area.
You're talking about on their sales,
they're using $30, and this goes for all of them. Every once in a while, I just like to re-slip it in there that this $30 a square foot is really, really, in my opinion, light. Okay. And again, using these sales before, if I add them up, divide by four, and then multiply by 85%, even I'm coming up with $57.72 per square foot for sale prices. And again, if you were to use $50, how would these numbers play out in the overall?
Right. So in your, are you adding up the four adjusted numbers or the four sale price?
The sale price per square foot, which is $60.85, $76.85.
Is that, okay. Oh, up here on top, okay.
Yes, sir. $60.85, $76.85. Divide by four, I'm coming. And then I even do the 85% to that. Comes up to be $57. Again, just
times the subject size of. What did you get?
It was $57 and change.
Okay, and then you multiply it by.
Their adjusted area of $30 a square foot is, I guess, real, real conservative in my opinion, based on sales that we've seen come through.
Right.
And if you were to use at least $50 a square foot to make these inferior, superior adjustments, how would this impact the overall analysis of their product? That's all.
Okay, I understand. The one thing though on that, I think, is that they're using total square foot area, so they're including carports and covered areas that are not open, so that might bring it back down again. So yeah, I think the analysis is a little flawed on that. The fact that they're using that number might not, I mean, it's hard to say. That's why I keep looking at the total sales prices and adjusting based on that, because when you start going back and forth on these, your price per square foot versus their price per square foot, we're not really looking at apples to apples. I mean, it's not the same thing, because you're taking the price and taking out the features and then dividing it by the adjusted square feet, and they're taking the price and not taking out the features and dividing it by the total square feet. So it's not, I can't really,
ooh, no.
I mean, to look at it based on, it's $61 or $80, that's difficult because there's two different ways of looking at it.
Yes, sir.
And again, I don't know what's right and what's wrong, but I'm just, if you look at it based on a whole price basis, kind of wipes out all that stuff and make adjustments for, you've got to kind of consider the sizes. And
true.
I think it's more strong, the data is more supportive if the sizes are similar and you don't have to make any adjustments at all. In a perfect world, that would be the case, but it is what it is. So
yes,
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I guess I was just trying to
elaborate
a little bit as well. Petitioner, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I'll just, the property appraisers, they're a little flawed in the way they're thinking, because I mean, those price per square foot, sell price per square foot include the land too. You have to take out the land. That's what we do. We take out the land from those price per square foot, and we come up with a price per square foot value that's going to be, you know, less than, I think what he said, 60-something per square foot or something. So, you know, take out the land, and it's more like 50-something or, I don't know, 55 or whatever.
But then you're only talking about it. And then add the land back in? I mean, then you're only talking about improvement contribution.
Well, I'm talking about just making, he's talking about our adjusted area adjustment being too light.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I apologize. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So I mean, basically what we're doing, we're getting the average depreciated improvement value of our comps, and we're getting a price per square foot of that based on the average square footage of our comps. And then we're taking, I think it's 50% of that is what we use.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's perfect.
Yeah. And
that's what we have to do something, and we have limited data, right. And that's what we do.
Right. And okay.
That's where that comes from. It's not trying to help our case. It's not doing anything like that.
Right.
Sometimes it helps our case, sometimes it hurts our case, you know?
I understand the method. I still note that there's no support for that, but we will.
Well, again, I'm telling you, it's an estimate of market reaction.
I understand.
I'm telling you, we did do it. We know.
I'm just noting it for the record that there's no paired sales or anything.
Okay.
Like that.
And as far as my rebuttal for the property appraiser's evidence, this based on their analysis, the meaning and mean, the cost of sale consideration supports a good reduction.
Okay. All right. We'll move on to the next one. This is a petition number 21-110. The key number is 1670221. I have a package from the property appraiser we will mark as PAOA. And if the property appraiser would like to verify the values for the record and describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
The just value, assessed value, and taxable value for this property is $230,404. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 14489 Finsbury Drive, which is located in neighborhood AVLN15. Property last sold July of 2019 for $212,000, and it is $91.17 per adjusted square foot. Pages 1-3 are the subject's property record card. Page 4 is the vacant land synopsis. Page 5 through 9 are going to be our improved property sales analysis for all the sales within the subject's neighborhood code. There were 99 sales, and out of 99 sales, 4 sales were most relative to the subject. With a weighted mean of 84.64%, the square foot rate median of 111.43, and the subject is being assessed at 91.17 per adjusted square foot. If you turn to page 10, we have the comps that were most relative in comparison. The subject's gross living area square feet is 2,251 square feet. It is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. For the land, it is 5,500 square feet. The feature value is $1,572. It was built, the year built and the effective year are both 2015. The adjusted square foot is 2,510 square feet. Total square foot is 2,746 square feet, and adjust value of $230,404. For all 4 of the comps, the range in gross living area is 2,082 square feet to 2,250 square feet. Comp 1 is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Comp 2 is a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Comp 3 is a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom, and comp 4 is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. For the land, the square foot ranges from 5,500 square feet to 6,105 square feet. Comp 1 was built in 2016 with an effective year of 2016. Comp 2 was built in 2017 with an effective year of 2017. Comp 3 was built in 2010 with a effective year of 2010. And Comp 4 was built in 2015 with an effective year of 2015. The weighted mean for these properties is 96.88%. The square foot rate median is 94.58, and the subject is being assessed at 91.17 per adjusted square foot. Page 11 is going to be our area map to show the comps in relation to the subject. And pages 12 through 23 are the comparable property record cards. And that concludes the property appraiser's evidence.
Okay. Petitioner, I have a package that I've marked as PET1.
Yes, this package we are presenting four sales in the subject's general market area, all very well, right in this little neighborhood there. You see, they range from 213,000 to 234,000. All qualified, all 2020. Two sales come with the property appraiser. My two is their two. My three is their one. No adjustments to comps two and three. Some nominal adjustments to one and four. After adjustments, we're coming in between 188,450 and 206,300 with a median of 193,300, which is our value estimate.
Okay, and I note that this one was purchased in 2019 for 212,000.
I do see a purchase price. I can see my acquired date. I have my packages wrong for all of these, but I see acquisition price of $212,000.
Okay. Okay. Rebuttal from the property appraiser?
No rebuttal.
Rebuttal from the petitioner?
Just that they're meeting the mean support with cost sales support a significant reduction.
Okay. Bring this case to a close. The next one is 21-111. The key number is 182484. Property appraisers provided evidence. It will be marked as PAOA. If the property appraiser could verify the values for the record, describe the property, and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The just value, assessed value, and taxable value is $197,274. Pages 1 through 3 are going to be the subject's property record card. Page 4 is the vacant land synopsis. Pages 5 through 6 are the vacant land sales analysis. Pages 7 through 18 are the vacant land area map and the property record cards that go along with those comps. The subject is a detached single family residence located at 3476 Sugarfoot Drive, which is located in neighborhood 4230. This property last sold August of 2019 for $170,000. The adjusted square foot rate is $71.68. Pages 19 to 21 are the improved property sales within the subject's neighborhood code. If you turn to page 21, it shows that there was 45 sales, and out of the 45 sales, 5 properties were selected. There is a weighted mean of 80.05% and a square foot rate median of 91.90. The subject is being assessed at 71.68 per adjusted square foot rate. On page 22, that's going to show our comps that were most relative in comparison. Starting with our subject, it is 2,479 square feet in gross living area. It is a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom. For the land, it is 7,576 square feet. The features value is $2,082. It was both built and has an effective year of 2007. The adjusted square foot is 2,723 square feet, and the total square feet is 2,978. It has a just value of $197,274. For the four comps, they have a range of gross living area between 1,874 to 2,215. The first comp is a four-bedroom, two-bathroom. Second comp is a four-bedroom, three-bathroom. Third comp is also a four-bedroom, three-bathroom. And the fourth comp is a four-bedroom, two-bathroom. The land for these comps ranges from 6,966 square feet to 13,415 square feet. The features range from $1,857 square or dollars to $4,035. The year built for the first two comps is 2020, and the effective year for both of those comps is 2020 as well. The third comp was built in 2006 with an effective year 2006, and comp 4 was built in 2020 with an effective year of 2020. The adjusted square foot for these comps range from 2,124 square feet to 2,465. The total square foot ranges from 2,358 square feet to 2,680. The weighted mean for these comps is 97.29%. The square foot rate median is 88.44, and the subject is being assessed at 71.68 for adjusted square foot. Page 23 is going to be our area map showing our comps in relation to the subject. And then pages 24 through 35 are going to be the property record cards for each of those comps as well. And that concludes the property appraiser's packet.
Okay. Okay, sorry. The petitioner, I have a package for you that's been marked as PET1.
Okay, in this case, we presented four sales, and I'm going to be the first one to admit I'm not real crazy about any of our sales in this analysis. They're all from 2 to 4.5 miles away. They are 2020 sales. They're all qualified sales, and they all, you know, appear reasonably similar to the subject property just based on their characteristics, but locationally they're not, you know, the best comps, I don't think. I was trying to figure out why we couldn't get anything closer, and I'm looking at, you know, the property appraiser sales, and I can see why we didn't select their 1, 2, and 4, their 2020 built. That would have not fit within our parameters. So I'm not saying they, you know, they probably are, you know, the best sales around, but they didn't fit within our parameters, so we didn't select them. But anyway, I have four sales here, ranging from 210 to 229, after adjustments from 178,500 to 192,930, median of 183,000, round to the nearest 100, which is our value estimate.
Okay.
I'm not seeing why we didn't select our comp number 3. Comp number 3 looks like a really good comp. I'm not sure why we wouldn't have selected it, but something must have negated it from being selected by our tool.
Right.
But I'm not seeing it.
Okay, just a second. Okay, property appraiser, do you have any rebuttal?
It's no, sir.
No. Okay, petitioner, do you have any rebuttal?
Yeah, just you know, again, I think the only really relevant comp here is comp number 3, and And the property appraiser has a little note down here. It says most weight given to comp three. I totally agree. It comes in at its square foot rate is 7227. You know, just applying a cost sale adjustment to that supports a very significant reduction.
Of course.
I don't think you can, you know, the 2020 built homes, I don't think we should be comparing that, especially with no adjustment for it.
Right. Okay. Okay, that'll bring this one to a close. Next one is petition number 21-112. The key number is 1670203. Property appraiser has provided evidence. It'll be marked as PALA. If you could verify the values for the record, describe the property, explain how you made your assessment.
The just value, assessed value, and taxable value are $246,933. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 14471 Finsbury Drive, which is located in neighborhood AVLN15. This property last sold July of 2019 for $218,000. The adjusted square foot rate is $90.35. Pages 1 through 3 are going to be the subject's property record card. Page 4 is the vacant land synopsis. Pages 5 through 9 are the improved property sales analysis within the subject's neighborhood code, again AVLN15. And if you look at page 9, it shows that there were 99 sales, and out of the 99 sales, 6 sales were most relative to the subject. The weighted mean with these sales are 84.64%. And the square foot rate median is 111.43. The subject is being assessed at 90.35 per adjusted square foot. Page 10 is going to show our comps that were relative in comparison. To start with the subject, that was 2,449 square feet in gross living area. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. It is 5,500 square feet in land. The feature value is 1,260. It was built in 2015 and it has an effective year of 2015. The adjusted square foot is 2,719 square feet and the total square feet is 2,980 square feet. The just value of this property is $246,933. We have the 6 comps here, starting with comp 1. It is the gross living area is 2,677 square feet. Comp 2, gross living area is 2,432 square feet. Comp 3 is gross living area is 2,432 square feet. Comp 4 is 2,677 square feet in gross living area. Comp 5 is 2,111 square feet, and comp 6 is 2,250 square feet. Comp 1 is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. Comp 2 is a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom. Comp 3 is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. Comp 4 is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. Comp 5 is a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom. And comp 6 is a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom. The land size for these 6 comps range from 5,500 to 8,033 square feet. The features range from 1,182 to 22,781. The year built for Comp 1 is 2015, and the effective year is 2015. Comp 2 was built in 2020 with an effective year of 2020. Comp 3 was built in 2020 with an effective year of 2020. Comp 14 was built in 2016 with an effective year of 2016. Comp 5 was built in 2017 with an effective year of 2017. And Comp 6 was built in 2010 with an effective year of 2010. The adjusted square foot ranges between these six comps is 2,402 to 3,066 square feet. The total square feet for these comps range from 2,679 square feet to 3,496 square feet. The weighted mean for these comps is 102.92%, and the square foot rate median is 87. The subject is being assessed at $90.35 per adjusted square foot. If you turn to page 11, we have our comparable area map for the comps in relation to the subject. And then pages 12 through 28 are going to be our property record cards for the improved land comps. And that concludes the property appraiser's packet.
All right. I have a packet for the petitioner labeled PET1, if you'd like to describe that.
Yes, in this case we're presenting four sales, 2020 sales ranging from 213,000 to 263,000, all qualified. Surprisingly, we don't have any income with a property appraiser on this one. We're both right within the same subdivision, so that's pretty surprising. But anyway, we have looks like some adjustments for adjusted area, and that's it. Just for adjusted area, following some up and some down. After all adjustments, we're coming in between 196,550 and 214,400 with a median of 206,600. That's our value estimate.
Okay, and this property was purchased in 2019 for 218.
I see 218. I don't have the date.
Okay.
I don't have an accurate date. I'll put it that way.
You have a date, not the right one. All right.
Probably on the property appraiser's evidence somewhere.
Yes. Do you have any rebuttal?
Same as before.
Okay.
You know, the methodology.
Same as before, incorporated by reference. Petitioner, do you have any rebuttal?
Yeah, in this case, the property appraiser's mean and median of their sales with no cost of sale consideration supports a reduction. With cost of sale consideration, supports a very significant reduction.
All right, let me get there. That was on page 10?
Yes. Which is what I feel is most relevant in what we're doing today. To me, mass appraisal is one thing, but mass appraisal is flawed. It's not going to be perfect right now. You should be supporting your evidence with, you know, using the best sales like they are on page 10 and, you know, considering cost of sale.
Okay. All right, well, that'll bring this hearing to a close. All right, next petition is 21-113. Key number is 1591478. Property appraiser has provided evidence. It will be marked as PAOA. If you could verify the values for the record, describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
The just value, assessed value, and taxable value for this property is $198,191. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 469 Rock Rose Court, which is located in neighborhood ABLN15. This property last sold July of 2019 for $180,000. The adjusted square foot rate for this property is $91.98. Pages 1 through 3 are the subject's property record card for reference. Page 4 is the vacant land synopsis. Pages 5 through 9 are going to be the improved property sales analysis within. It's going to show all the sales within the subject's neighborhood code, that being AVLN-15. If you look at page 9, it shows that there were 99 sales within this neighborhood, 5 sales being most relative to the subject. The weighted mean is 84.64%. Square foot rate median is 111.43. And the subject is being assessed at $91.98 per adjusted square foot. If you take a look at page 10, that shows the comps that were selected most relative in comparison. Starting with the subject, the gross living area square feet is 1,817 square feet. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. The land is 5,666 square feet. The feature value is $1,350. It was built in 2007 with an effective year of 2007. The adjusted square foot is 2,140, and the total square foot is 2,524. The just value is $198,191. To continue to the 5 comps that were selected, the range in gross living area ranges from 1,754 to 1,881 square feet. The first comp is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Second comp is a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Third comp is also a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom. And the last two, comp 4 and 5, are both 3-bedroom, 2-bathrooms. The land ranges from 5,500 square feet to 9,997 square feet. The feature value ranges from $1,332 to $3,063. The year built for Comp 1 is 2006 with an effective year of 2006. Year built for Comp 2 is 2008 with an effective year of 2008. Year built for both Comp 3 and Comp 4 are both 2006 with an effective year of 2006, and as well for Comp 5, also built in 2006 with an effective year of 2006. The adjusted square foot for these properties range from 2,087 square feet to 2,231 square feet. The total square foot for these are range from 2,404 to 2,655 square feet. The weighted mean for these comps is 98.12%. The square foot rate median is 95, and the subject is being assessed at $93.61 per adjusted square foot. Page 11 is our area map for all of the comps in relation to the subject. And then pages 12 through 26 are the improved property comparables and the property record cards for them. And that concludes the property appraiser's packet.
Okay. Petitioner has a packet that's been marked as PET1, if you'd like to describe that.
Yep, we're presenting 3 sales in this case, all right in the subject subdivision, all 2020 sales, all qualified. In fact, we have 2 of our 3 are in common with the property appraiser. My 1 is their 4 and my 2 is their 3. We have no adjustments for anything. After cost of sale consideration, we're coming in between 178,500 and 187, a median of 181,100, which is our value estimate.
Okay. All right. Petitioner, do you have any rebuttal?
It's not really a rebuttal. It's just a statement. You know, it's there are PA's properties are. PA's opinion of value is 198,191, and even the petitioner's
comparables, the sale prices range from 210 to 220. I know that he's taking 15% off of each sale, but again, I think that's going to be our big argument today, is understanding the cost of sale and how that's implemented across the board. But overall, just again stating, sale price is 210 to 220. Sale price, our opinion of value is 198, 191.
I mean, are you saying that 15% is not appropriate to take that off?
Well, no, I'm trying to wait till the end on that. But, I mean, everybody knows and has read up on the A criteria that the property appraiser, and it's part of that Exhibit A that I had turned in at the beginning. It basically goes in arriving in just value, evaluation is required under Florida statute. This basically, the appraiser shall take into consideration the following factors: present cash value. It basically goes on to page two to state one factor particular gives rise to confusion on part of property owners. Florida statute 193 criteria 8 generally requires consideration of present cash value of the property, which is the amount a willing purchaser would pay a willing seller, exclusive reasonable fees and cost of purchase. Some believe that the section mandates a 15% downward adjustment to all property tax assessments. However, that is erroneous understanding of the law in this individual's opinion. Florida statute does not require the use of each factor. First and foremost, the Florida courts have consistently held that the eighth factors in 193.011 need only to be considered by the property appraiser. The application of each factor is not mandatory. I'm just basically, again, there's a lot of different opinions on how this is interpreted. I'm just trying to show our opinion of interpretation. It's not 15% off of each cell. It's 15% off the whole stratum.
Okay.
It's just, again, I'm throwing it out there.
Right, I understand. So, but how have, look, based on your numbers, it looks like the, I don't know. I don't understand how you have addressed the 15% off of any of it. If you, I mean, I see where you took that. I see where there's 15% off the just value of the comparable sales. I mean, I see that part. But as far as you're taking the sales price and then applying that on a per square foot basis to the subject without any adjustment, I don't understand how you're making any consideration of that.
And that's kind of what I'm trying to get down there in during this. These proceedings is trying to figure out what the property appraiser needs to do to present them a more solid case, it sounds like, and or making the proper adjustments to consider the cost of sale, because at the end of the day, I don't want to waste your time, Mr. Payton's time, or the property appraiser's the taxpayer's time,
right,
in presenting cases that if I'm not doing it, presenting it in the correct manner, we could avoid it all this today, I guess, in
right.
essence. But I just am trying to, I guess, button down how the property appraiser could consider that more appropriately in the magistrate's opinion to make sure that maybe we could avoid a lot of this altogether.
Okay.
At the end of the day,
I think that what would be, in my opinion, what would be appropriate is to do what you did up to the point where you reconciled to the number, but then you have to make that the 15% adjustment to that. So I think you were 90% there, but you didn't make the adjustment. The number on the left side,
that square foot rate median.
The weighted mean is the mean of the just values to the sales, but it has nothing to do with the subject property. So while I see that shows that in general in the county, or whatever, that you're doing that in the system for the purpose of this hearing, and you showing me these are the five sales that are most comparable, and so this is the per square foot price times the square footage, then you have to make that same adjustment that you've made to all of these to the subject too. I mean, see, all of these, the just value is lower than the sale price. Should be. Okay, I'm looking at this one now. I don't see that. It says sale price 188. Just value is
190, 189,
or
113.
Yeah, 113.
I'm sorry.
One's not a good one to look at because you're at 98% is the way to mean. But I think in general that your just values are below your sale prices, right?
That is what the weighted mean is considering, is what at the end of the day the rate that we put in into our camera system to derive a just value,
yes,
is at, in this particular case, 90, it's 2% off. And, you know, some people could argue, well, 15% for cost of sale, maybe it generally might be 9 or 10% for cost of sale. And again, right, everybody has different variations of what true cost of sales are considered. At the end of the day, what I'm basically trying to do is avoid wasting precious time and efforts to make sure, and the reason why I'm obviously putting it on record here, so we have a better understanding and it could be shared appropriately.
Sure, sure. I think that the genesis of the 15% is that the property appraiser at the beginning of the year sends a document to the Florida Department of Revenue that says that what their cost of sale is going to be for each classification of land, each classification of property.
Right.
And generally, in every instance, that 15% is what is on those forms. So I think when you say it could be less, could be more, whatever, then the property appraiser should probably report that to the Department of Revenue at the time. I mean, if they're going to say it's going to be for houses, it's going to be 5% for, I mean, they can do that. The forms has, you know, residential, has commercial, retail, whatever. But generally, it's straight line, 15% all the way down. So that's where that number comes from. And then,
so would it be best to add 15% off of each cell, or instead of the stratum?
You can either. I think mathematically it's the same whether you adjust each sale by 15%, or if you reconcile the sales to your number and then adjust that by 15%. Either one's going to mathematically do the same thing pretty much. Unless you have sales that are way, you know, way apart, and then there might be some.
So, in particular case, if I have a weighted mean of 85%, I'm sorry, I'm taking. I just got to get clarification,
okay,
because we're.
You mean weighted mean of the?
If I have a weighted mean on my comparables at 85%, but if I go over to the square foot rate median, and take this, let's say in this instance, $95, and times it by 85%, and come out with that numeric figure, and it's not above or below, depending on, I know I have one here, maybe the next two cases might present an example. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to show if the weighted mean of 85% has no bearing as far as showing that we've considered the cost of sale, I'll scratch that,
yeah,
I don't think it does
because, again, I might not be understanding this the way that, you know, because this is all kind of in a spreadsheet, and I don't know what the formulas are behind the spreadsheet, but the way you've explained it was that the weighted mean is the weighted mean of the differences between the just value and the sales price of each of your comparable sales.
Right.
Okay. So that, again, shows that those sales together have a weighted mean of 98% of the price, which again probably should be 85%, and in many cases was 85%. So this is probably a bad example to stop on, but that adjustment's not being made to the subject in your analysis here, because you're using the sales prices that are at 100% of the value, right? And you are reconciling those and then applying that per square foot to the size of the property without making any adjustment for that. So that's 100%. You haven't accounted for the cost of sale under that methodology, if I'm understanding this correctly.
Again, I'm hoping that maybe the next two cases that we have left may present a better example.
Well,
maybe we can
revisit. We can look at that at that point.
Okay, thank you.
Before we move on, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
We had, as part of our evidence, we provided a two-page write-up on just value and cost of sale. I didn't even mention it at the beginning. I know, we have a difference in opinion. The property appraiser and us, as the way cost of sale should be handled. And I explained it in that write-up, the two-page write-up.
Where's that? Did you present that?
I have not presented it today. We submitted it with our evidence. I can read it. It'll take me 5 minutes if you want me to do that. It all boils down to this. In our opinion, based on the Florida DOR, the special magistrate's training material and all their write-ups and everything, and case law and everything, we believe that the property appraiser should be valuing properties at full fair market value less the 15% cost of sale. should be around that. And their view, and the property appraiser's view, they believe all they need to be is at fair market value or below. This depends on the property appraiser you're talking to. In some counties, we don't have this argument at all. Some counties don't argue with us at all on this. They agree with us. They value everything at 85%, and it's on their petition defense, and there's nothing to argue. But probably more than half the counties don't do that. It's like this county and a lot of other counties we deal with where they don't come consider cost of sale in this analysis. I'm sure they do in their mass appraisal. I know they do. If they didn't, we would have probably appealed every single property. But, we only appeal, I forgot what the percentage of, it's probably less than 10%. So we think, generally they do a good job, in their mass appraisal of not overvaluing properties. But, mass appraisal is what it is. It's not perfect. It's going to be flawed. There's going to be some stuff that's going to be low, some stuff that's going to be high. We only object to the ones that we, according to our analysis, we think is high. You should have that write-up. I mean, we submitted it back when we submitted our evidence, whenever that was.
Okay. I don't think I have that. If you want to submit it as rebuttal evidence, you can email it in and we can add it to the record if you'd like. But you did testify to it, so it's already on the record.
I can email it to you, but I know that we would have needed to have provided it earlier, and I'm pretty sure we did.
Not if it's rebuttal. I think in this case it's rebuttal because they
okay. It's not rebuttal. It's stuff we submitted up front as
okay.
Key pieces of our evidence. But
right.
I don't even like to waste people's time because property appraisal is their idea. I have my idea, and special magistrates even have different ways of looking at this. I can read it if you want me to.
Do we know what happened to that evidence?
Probably it was not. Never submitted during the process. If I'm not mistaken, it was submitted when they filed their petition itself. It was never part of the exchange.
Before you sent in your evidence?
When they submitted.
I don't want to say anything that's wrong. I'm just going to say I don't submit the evidence myself. I have staff that helped me with this stuff.
Okay.
And they were instructed to submit this two-page write-up applicable to all of our cases. I don't include it in every case. I just I send it one time and say, hey, this applies to everything.
Okay.
They did submit it to the clerk of court when they turned in all their petition applications in August whenever that transpired. But they did not include any evidence exchange. But either way, if they want
to. Mr. Hicks, I guess you don't have it.
If you're saying it's not rebuttal, depends on whether
it's not rebuttal. It's part of our key evidence. It's applicable to every case.
Oh, wait a minute. We might have something.
I mean, it was sent to the ballot. I'm almost positive.
Okay, I might have it here.
It's a cover letter
with a copy of the 493 and a just value and cost of sale two-page write-up for Ryan.
Yeah.
For Ryan.
Yeah, I think we give the our 493 as well, which I know everybody knows that and we don't need to give it, but you mentioned it a little while ago. That's it's exactly where the 15% comes from. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but every county doesn't use 15%. Most do. There's a couple of counties, but Broward County, for example, uses 10%. I know there's one other county somewhere in Florida that uses something else, but I don't remember what it is. But most counties use 15%. We would use, by the way, in our analysis, whatever the property appraiser said to use is what we would use.
Right. Okay. So you've seen this, right?
I have read over it when they submitted it, yes.
Do you object?
Oh, no.
In the evidence?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to mark this as PET 2, and we'll just apply it to each of the record for each of the cases today.
Yeah, it kind of explains our position, and I think pretty much the property appraiser's position, but, can't, I shouldn't speak for them, but that's what we think that they think.
So to answer your question, I think, well, we're going to look at it again, right?
I'm hoping that one of these two, last two might be a better example. Maybe we could revisit.
Okay.
Also, point out, I mean, you know, we appeal, I think it's 24 counties in Florida, and just counties we have enough properties, to, you know, to warrant doing so. And, I mean, a lot of counties, we never have to go to hearings. They, you know, they review our evidence and say, hey, you know what, you're right. A lot of these are overvalued. They give us a bunch of reductions. We withdraw whatever, you know, they don't, and we never have to go to hearings.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we're ready to move on?
I am.
Okay.
Ready to go.
We're going to do petition number 21-114. Key number 1601975. Property appraiser has provided evidence. It will be marked as PALA. And if you'd like to confirm the values for the record and describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
The just value, assessed value, and taxable value for this property is $224,067. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 4323 Sand Ridge Boulevard, which is located in neighborhood 3426. The adjusted square foot rate for this property is $89.94. Pages 1 through 3 are going to be the subject's property record card. Page 4 is the vacant land synopsis. And we're going to look at pages 5 and 6 first. That's all the sales within the subject's neighborhood code, that being 3426. On page 6, the weighted mean for these properties are 84.37%, and the square foot rate median is 109.87. The subject is being assessed at $89.94 per adjusted square foot. Continuing to page 7, we have the comps that were most relative in comparison. Comp 1 is also our subject. So the subject has a gross living area of 2,086 square feet. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. The land is 5,660 square feet. The feature value is $6,962. The year built is 2014, and the effective year is 2014. The adjusted square foot is 2,414 square feet. Total square feet, 2,735 square feet. And the just value is $224,067. The range for comp 2 and comp 3 for the gross living area, they're both 2,175 square feet. Both 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. Both land is 6,000 square feet. Comp 2 has a feature value of $1,266. Comp 3 has a feature value of $1,314. Both Comp 2 and Comp 3 were built in 2020 with an effective year of 2020. And both Comp 2 and Comp 3 have an adjusted square foot of 2,466 and a total square foot of 2,736 square feet. The weighted mean for these properties is 93.55%. The square foot rate median is 102.85, and the subject is being assessed at $89.94 per adjusted square foot. We turn to page 8. This is going to show our area map for the comps in relation to the subject. And then pages 9 through 17 are going to be the property record cards for the subject and the comps. And that concludes the property appraiser's packet.
Okay. So comparable one is the sale of the subject in 2020. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. With that, the petitioner, I have a package that is Mark, PET1, if you'd like to describe that.
Yes, we have three sales in this case. You see, all 2020 sales are qualified, ranging from 25,000 to 214,500. They are, about two-thirds a mile, all of them two-thirds a mile. It's like in a different competing neighborhood. I know the property appraiser had a couple sales that are right in the subject's neighborhood. I actually like those. Not sure why we didn't pick those up, but we didn't. Anyway, we have, again, three sales after all adjustments. Well, there's adjustments for the living area. One has a lot size adjustment, very nominal. After all adjustments, we're coming in between 185.75 and 195.40 with a median of 190.500, which is our value estimate.
All right, why didn't you use the subject as one of your sales, or at least consider it?
Let me see
what that is. Come on,
212, what was it? You said it was a 2020 sale?
Yes, it was March of 2020.
That supports a big reduction. I wonder, is that not a qualified sale? We do file appeals based on acquisition price of the subject property if it's in, you know, the year prior to the date evaluation, or even if it's 6 months after date evaluation, but only on qualified, if the subject is a qualified sale.
All right.
I'm thinking that's probably not qualified. That's why we didn't.
Okay.
But I don't know that, to be honest with you. I don't have that information in front of me.
All right. Okay, any rebuttal by the property appraiser?
No, sir.
Any rebuttal by the petitioner?
The same, their median and mean both support a reduction with cause of self-consideration. That's it.
All right. All right. What was that? Looks like it might be the last one here.
Last one.
This is petition number 21-115. Key number is 841904. Property appraiser provided evidence. It will be marked as PAOA. If you could verify the value for the record and describe the property, explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. Give me one second here. All right, so the just value, assessed value, and the taxable value for this property is $207,354. This subject is a detached single-family residence located at 5342 Woodridge Lane, which is located in neighborhood 5180. This property last sold February of 2020 for $180,000. The subject has an adjusted square foot rate of $82.52. Pages 1 through 3 are the subject's property record card. Page 4 is the vacant land synopsis. Pages 5 and 6 are going to be the vacant land sales analysis. Pages 7 through 13 are the vacant land area map with the property record cards. Pages 14 through 20 are going to be the improved property sales. On page 20, we see that there was 149 sales. Out of those 149 sales, there were three sales being most relative to the subject. There is a weighted mean of 83.06%, a square foot rate median of 95.07%, and the subject is being assessed at $82.52 per adjusted square foot. Page 21 is going to show our comps relative in comparison. This scenario as well, the subject is also comp 1. The subject has a gross living area of 2,222 square feet. It is a four-bedroom, three-bathroom. The land is 11,458 square feet, has a feature value of $3,375. The year built for this property is 2005 with an effective year of 2010. The adjusted square foot is 2,472 square feet, and the total square feet is 2,687 square feet. The just value of this property is $207,354. Comp 2 and 3. Comp 2 has a gross living area of 2,215, is also a four-bedroom, three-bathroom. The lot is a 10,000 square foot lot. The value for the features is $2,766, and it was built in 2006 with an effective year of 2006. The adjusted square foot is 2,504 square feet, and the total square feet is 3,060 square feet. Comp 3 has a gross living area of 2,192 square feet. Also a four-bedroom, three-bathroom. The land is 12,556 square feet. Feature value is $2,913. And it was built in 2007 with an effective year of 2007. The adjusted square foot is 2,414, and the total square foot is 2,599 square feet. The weighted mean for these comps is 97.17%. The square foot rate median is 84.04, and the subject is being assessed at $82.52 per adjusted square feet. If you turn to page 22, this is going to show our area map with the comparable properties in relation to the subject. And then lastly, pages 23 through 31 are the property record cards, including the subject, comp one, and the other two comps as well. And that concludes the property appraiser's packet.
Okay. Petitioner, I have a package that's labeled PET1. Would you like to describe it?
Yeah, so as we presented, three sales, 2020 sales, all qualified, ranging from 209,000, 219,000, all within about a half mile. All reasonably similar to the subject property, with the adjustments, comp two as a little slight land adjustment. They all have an upward effective year belt adjustment, and comp two has a total adjusted area adjustment. Call adjustments are coming in between 193,650 and 204,010 with a median of 199,000, which is our value estimate.
Okay, any rebuttal by the property appraiser?
I'm going to make my last repetitive argument again for one last hurrah here. So I'd like to reiterate that their rate after cost of sale is taking comparable one by the subject's area, comparable two by the subject's area, comparable three by the subject area. And I don't know if that is, I don't know, I just, where I, you know, you typically, when you're trying to figure out what comp one sold for, you would take the sell price by itself, comp two sell price by itself. What I mean by itself is by the size of the structure. But in all their analysis, they took their comparables one, two, and three and whatnot and compared it by the subject size to get the rate. So if they're going to do that, why make any adjustments at all? Because they're adjusting in a sense in that way.
Okay. Do you have any response to that?
What was this question? Why would we make
adjustments
for what?
On all your sales grids today, is your rates were derived by taking the sell price. If I'm not mistaken, if I take your sell price of comp one on this particular one, is $199,000, right?
Well, we don't just look at the sell price. We figure out the depreciated improvement value of all the comps.
I'm talking about the cost of sale adjusted sale price at the very bottom on comp one. No, I'm saying is right now is if I take 100 your on comparable one on your cost of sale adjusted sale price of $199,000.
Okay.
Right. And divide that by your subject's square foot, which is 2687. Right. I come up with
total.
I'm coming up with 7406 as a rate.
I don't know where you're trying to go here, but
let's see where it goes. So it's 199 divided by 2637 equals per square foot of 7550.
I've got 7406. If I take 199 divided by this subject of 2687. I come up with 7406.
Why wouldn't you divide it by
the? I don't know. When I tried to figure out where their rate was, if you on the very bottom, if you take $199,000 is their estimate of value, rounded, of course, divided by the 2687, I come up with $74.06. If you
you divide it by the sub by the property that it's that it is?
That's what they're doing on all of them.
Matters.
Okay. Well, again, y'all have done this before, and y'all said it doesn't matter.
I'm
but
just trying to figure out. I'm just trying to figure out this analysis. Sir, it's my hearing.
Our rates, our square foot adjustment rate. We get the depreciated improvement value of all the properties, of all the comps. Basically, it's the average sale price minus the land. For each one of those.
No, that's not the question. I don't think that's the question. That's not the question. You're asking about the overall adjusted price divided by the subject. I'm not sure why you would do that.
That is what they have done all throughout this whole process.
Where? Where do they use that?
Well, you mind if I approach?
Sure.
Isn't he questioning the $40 per square foot?
I'm just showing a methodology, Mr. Payton. So if you take the sale
just a
price,
second, please.
If you take the sale price,
right,
divided by this equals this, and that's repeated. So sale price divided by this equals this. Sale price divided by that equals that.
Right.
So if you look at all the rates all the way across, this would be your median, 7406. If you're 75,
but why would you divide it by the subject?
That's a good question.
Well, they didn't do that. They reconciled these numbers in the bottom.
Right, and I'm using that reconciled number to get what their. So if you take their.
But this is all your This spread is all your analysis, not theirs. Their analysis was they took these three sales, 1, 2, 3, and they reconciled those whole numbers. There's no analysis based on price per square foot. I mean, I guess in here. I don't know where this came from. I mean, I don't know what that is, but I mean, this is what he's basing his value on, based on the whole numbers, not a per square foot, because you can't adjust for square footage and then look at it on a price per square foot. That's not appropriate. If you're either you look at it on a price per square foot without adjusting for size, or you adjust for size and look at it on a whole number. So I don't understand this part.
I did the math to see where they were getting their medians and whatnot. Of course, now their rates are thrown off because they threw in a 4-cent sale.
Okay, let me ask that.
But anyway,
Mr. Payton, on your summary section, third line down, sale price per square foot. Where are those numbers coming from? 86, 36, 86, 32. How do you calculate those?
Oh, that's weird. I don't know why it's got the 4 cent. Right. It should be just the. We're not using that for anything in our analysis. It's just for your information. But that is wrong. It should be 7866 to 8636.
But those. How do you calculate that number? Was the question. That is the adjusted sales price divided by the.
You're talking about the minimum
talking about the line that is entitled price per square foot, then you have some statistics in here. What's the calculation for the price per square foot that you're using?
The sale price per square foot.
Okay, so it's the unadjusted price divided by the size of the property?
You're talking about my grid.
Yes.
All that is the sale price divided by the total adjusted area of each property.
So okay. it's the adjusted sale price at the bottom, 199 divided by 2637.
Why are you 199 divided by 2637? Why are you doing that?
Because that's your area, isn't it? What's the area of the house?
Well, one minute. Okay, I'm
going to talk about the sale price per square foot. I need to understand too. Go ahead.
The subject sale price per square foot. The subject sold for $100. I mean, some unqualified sale in April 2021. $100 divided by 2687 should come out to be about 4 cents per square foot.
Oh, okay. That's not really what we're zeroing in on. We're zeroing in on is the calculation for that line, other than the 4 cents one that was an error or whatever. But the percentage.
Yeah,
let me try to figure it out on my own, and then if I can't, I will come back. Just a second.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not understanding what you're asking. I'll do my best to tell you what it is if I can understand. I do know that minimum, it shouldn't be including the subject. It should be just including the comps. I don't know why that's there.
Fact of the matter is the subject did sell in 2020, so it probably should be in there. But
yeah, again, if it was a qualified sale that supported an adjustment with cost of sale, we would have actually appealed based on that, but I'm not sure. According to our second page, it sold in, every single one sold in October 2021. That's not right.
All right, so here's what I guess my question and the property appraiser's question is, as I'm looking at these three sales, on the top, you have the sales price of $220,000. Then you have a sales price per square foot of $83.43, which I'm assuming is $220,000 divided by 2637, correct?
Let me do the math. That's what it should be. 8343, correct.
Okay,
we're not basing our value on that. Price per square foot. We actually do use that stuff a little bit to get our adjustment rates, but you know, our value, I mean, beyond getting the $40 per square foot adjustment rate and the $2,000 per effective year bill, you know, we're just using that, you know, that stuff for adjustment rates.
Okay.
That's it.
We're just trying to figure out what the calculation was. It appears now that I'm looking at it again, I thought it was maybe the adjusted sales price divided by the size of the comp, but it's actually the unadjusted price is what that row indicates.
Here's sale price per square foot.
Right, price per square foot.
Unadjusted sale price per square foot.
So the numbers you're using in that row is the sale price of that comp divided by the size of that comp, albeit it is the total size, not the. So they're not dividing it by this. They're not dividing it by the subject size.
After they make their adjustments and go down to the very last line, this cost of sale adjustment sale price.
Okay.
That is their final number. Maybe I'm misunderstanding this altogether, but in the day, if I take $199,000, that's their adjusted sale price that they're saying it is now worth after making their adjustments.
Right.
Divided by the subject's total square foot area, 2687, I come up with 7406.
I don't think that's what you should do.
Well, no, but that is what I'm thinking the have done on all theirs. They've taken their, at the end of the day, that's the reason why I've done the red and blue. The blue, if you take 199,000 divided by the comp one of 2637, you get 7540. It's not significant,
right?
But over a period, could it be significant?
But they're not doing their analysis, if I understand it correctly, based on per square foot price. They're doing it based on an adjusted price that's been adjusted for size. You see where they make a size adjustment, and then they have an adjusted. So in theory, if this property is comparable to the subject, except for size, and they made an adjustment for size, then when you make that adjustment, then that price should be the same as the price of the subject.
Mm.
Not on a per square foot basis, on overall basis. So basically what they're saying on their analysis is that the subjects would be between $193,650 to $204,001. And
exactly.
They're using the median, which is basically just the middle one, so I'm not sure that's appropriate. But that's what they're saying is the range of value should be after making the adjustment for the 15% cost of sale. And so they're not really doing any analysis.
So 193,650.
Other than making a size adjustment.
We use that number to figure out what our adjustment rates are.
Okay. Gotcha.
Do you understand? Does that make sense?
Okay, sir.
That's why I don't think that that analysis was correct that you presented with the colored sheets.
Okay.
Because that's not what they're doing in the first place.
All right, sir.
Yeah, can I just say one other thing about this?
Yes.
What the property appraiser, it sounds like to me what he is doing is, if he took like the 199, the adjusted cost sales up the sale price of comp one, and you divided that by the subject, and you did that for all the comps, you would get an adjusted price per square foot, cost of sale adjusted price per square foot of each comp that I actually used to include on my grid, but I don't anymore because there was too much confusion.
Oh, maybe that's why he thinks that's how it goes. He said he used to do it that way.
I picked it out. I mean, but that is correct. If you want to figure out a cost of sale adjusted sell price, you would not divide the cost of sale adjusted sell price each comp living area. You would do it by the subjects, and then you that would be the accurate way to do it. And there are actually a couple property appraisers that do that.
Okay.
But you're
not doing that. You're not doing that in this analysis. You're looking at it on a whole value basis.
And even though we did do it, I included it, we didn't use it for anything other than for informational purposes. That's it.
Okay. One other point on this one, I think, is, again, I always like to look at the last time that the actual subject sold. In this case, it was in 2020 for $180,000, right? I forgot that already.
That qualified sale, it must not be qualified. I don't understand why we wouldn't appeal based on that.
This is actually for the property appraiser, because you're reconciling above the price of the property that was when they bought it this past 12 months.
Yes, sir. And I can, trying to go back into this, the reason why my packets are quite lengthy in information is because what I've been trying to present here today on all my cases are the improved properties and include all of the sales.
Right.
And if you go down the ratio on the side, you'll see that what they call the bell-shaped curve, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with, and you can see a ratio at 73%. Here's one right here at 158%. Right. So
those are for your sales. That's not for the subject. I mean,
the subject's part of this. If it's sold in 2020, it would be included in there.
But the bell-shaped curve you're talking about is the difference between your just value and the sale price.
Yes, sir.
But for the subject, you're saying you're not having a difference. You're saying the sales price should be the just value. But the just value should be equal to the sales price, right?
Well, the reason why you're asking me why it's higher than what it was purchased for is, I guess, in our analysis overall.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
it was above the 100% mark overall in the stratum. When you break it down and look at it by itself, you know, did they get a good deal? Does it have damage that we're unaware of? I mean, there's so many.
That's the purpose of the, I think the hearing, I think what happens is that in mass appraisal, you know, it's done in a CAMA system and it's all, you know, when multiple regression and all that stuff. And I think when a petitioner brings in a property to focus on, then you kind of take it out of the mass appraisal system and look at it like an appraisal, like an appraiser, you know, just like, okay, we'll find some sales and find some, you know, here's the cost and here's the income if those are appropriate, or sales if that's the most appropriate, and look at it just by itself without the other stuff. Now, again, you need the other stuff because you need to have the sales from the neighborhood. I mean, you need that, and I don't think it's inappropriate to show all the sales from the neighborhood, but I think that you need to focus on that property by itself. And you know, that the state statute requires you make that adjustment or consider the eighth criteria, cost of sale, and the property appraiser has submitted a form saying it's 15%. So you need to take the 15% off. So even if the sale was $200,000, you're supposed to take 15% off of it for the just value. You know what I'm saying?
So that 15%, well, that, I guess, again, that's where we're having a hard time understanding. We thought, in our opinion, based on literature and whatnot, that it's the stratum. It's not each sale individually. Some sales might be at 30% of the sale price. Some might be at 158, 160.
That might happen in your system, but that's not fair to the guy that's at 130%. I mean, if that guy comes in and says, hey, I'm too high, and, you know, find me some sales showing it's that, then you have to make that adjustment. I mean, I get what you're saying as far as that's kind of, a mass appraisal look. Mm-hmm. But when that property owner comes in and says, it seems hot, too high, and you look at it and say, yeah, it's above 100%. I mean, it's above 85%. Then it's appropriate to make an adjustment for that if it's above 85%. So, and if you think they're already below 85% of the value, then you come here and have me look and see whether the preponderance of evidence between what you have and what they have.
I guess at that point in time, I'd have to provide more evidence, maybe a sales listing that shows maybe it's had a kitchen remodel or some upgrades we could really go down. I don't know. Did they do significant changes after the date of sales where
right.
I'm going?
If you have evidence of that, then you can present
then
that.
I would have to.
Have
I got
evidence,
you.
I mean,
I got, or damage.
You know, sometimes,
or whatever.
We're probably going off script here, but sometimes, gotcha. I mean, the property may have been in horrible condition. You know, maybe it was torn up by a tenant or something and somebody bought it. And, you know, they come in and they show pictures and show all the conditions, not what, you know, what thought, or maybe they had a storm come through and knock part of it down. I mean, that's the purpose of these hearings is to take one out of the group and look at it on a case by case basis to see whether it meets the criteria. Those eight criteria.
Well, next I'll try to include that, and I apologize because I do have gone into some of their rental information. You can see that some of these properties have been updated since the time of purchase. But again, I don't have any evidence to support that, so it's irrelevant. So,
all right. So that's where, I don't know if there's anything else to say about that. But
if we're concluded that one, I would like to just reopen one more discussion back open, I guess, because
okay.
I'm reverting back to petition 105. I know I don't want to go through it, but on petition 105, the weighted mean is 85.86%. The square foot rate median is $90.96. The subject is being assessed at $80.92. So even though our weighted mean or we're being our just value versus sales 85%, if you take that square foot rate median and do $90.96 times 85%, I'm coming up with $77.32. Subject is being assessed at $80.92. So theoretically, it needs to be reassessed at $77.32 a square foot.
Because I wasn't paying attention because I was trying to find the file.
No, I apologize. I didn't know you.
Okay, so this, you said it's, you're saying the average sale price, the mean average sale price is $92.75, right?
It's $90.96 as a median. Or, oh, you use the mean or the median?
No, I mean, the median is just the middle of the group. It kind of depends on how sparse the data is. Both of them are indications. Usually both of them are more accurate when you have a larger sample size. But let's, just for mathematics, you're saying 90, 96 times the size of the subject, right?
So if I went $90 times 96 times that by 85% for cost of sale, I'm coming up with a rate of $77.32.
Yeah, times the size of the subject.
So the subject is being at $80. So at the end of the day, it's a $3 downward adjustment based on using that median, even though that the, I guess,
I mean, doing it that way would show a value of $152,000 for the just value. I'm not ruling on that. I'm just doing math.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help trying to clarify some of this so we can move forward in more of a, hopefully, a more understanding way in the future. Thank you, sir.
Petitioner, do you have anything further?
No, I think we've
killed it. Okay, well, I appreciate everybody's cooperation and letting me go to lunch, and I will take all this under advisement and write my recommendations in the next couple weeks, and hope everybody has a good weekend.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're off the record.
Bye.